At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
What up?
What's going on, my friend?
I'm trying not to die in the snow. That's what's happening.
You're so dramatic.
Listen, Jaden couldn't get up the hill of the driveway, the incline. I had to walk out there and, like, park the car in the street because Jaden couldn't get close enough to the curb. And snow went inside my shoe. There are a lot of things that I can deal with. Snow inside my shoe is not one of them. So I can't imagine that I want snow anywhere else. So
yeah, valid point.
Dramatic or not, the snow can F off. That's what the snow can do.
I love it.
Good for you. I'm so glad that you do. Good for you.
Right?
I do not. So yeah, we got probably, I'm going to go 2 inches in Graham for sure.
Yeah.
If not more. And so in my neighborhood, because it's an HOA, nothing happens to our roads. So it becomes an ice skating rink. So it'll be just a matter of time before the quads are hauling ass through here. And yeah, so.
Yeah.
I'll be inside my warm house. I was supposed to go get my nails and stuff done because of the wedding this weekend, but that's not happening. Jaden had a haircut scheduled at 5:20. That's not happening. Hopefully we have time to do all that tomorrow. So.
Well, you're not working tomorrow. You should be able to, right?
Yes, but I have a lash appointment. Remember, I'm not going to be bald headed anymore. I have a lash appointment at 11:15. So it's just going to be chaotic.
Yeah. You know. It's nothing new for you.
I was about to say, why would I expect anything different? So.
Let's be real here.
Right. How was your day?
It was the day. I mean, I left work early today in anticipation of the snow, but.
You're welcome.
I mean, barely just started coming down when I got to Auburn, so.
Yeah, the picture you sent me, you guys didn't get hardly anything.
No.
Now, because last time you guys got it, so now it's flippy flopped.
Yeah.
Well,
it'll probably be gone by morning, and then it's supposed to snow for another 3 hours tomorrow morning, it says. I mean, it said it was supposed to snow for 4.
Yeah, I had no idea this was coming.
I knew it was coming. I saw it on the weather, but I had forgotten about it.
True, like real full disclosure, the only reason I knew and checked was because I saw Ashley post on Facebook, it's snowing quite a bit in Graham. And I was like, what? So then I checked my Ring camera out the front door and my front yard was covered. I was like, oh, heck snow, time to go. So that
Ring camera finally got some batteries.
The front doorbell one always works. That one is always works. It's the one that's above the garage that we have to charge, which BT Dubs needs to be charged now.
Damn it, Gina.
Right?
I figured it was the front door one.
Maybe that one always works.
Yeah. Nice.
So. But yeah, well, I'm glad you made it home in one piece, and I wasn't going to have to send out a rescue crew for you or nothing like that.
Right.
So, how's everything else?
It's going. Just packing, got most of it done. I bought a new box spring because a little bit of action, and I broke it a little while ago. So
Aaron had to get a new BDSM bed.
Yeah. So So I got a electronic one where the feet go up, the head goes up.
Did you get a full one or a split one?
It's a full one.
Okay, smart. Because trust me, from experience,
yeah,
the split one, not a good time.
I got one of those purple mattresses about a year ago.
I heard those are really good.
It's very comfortable. So, yeah. And I'm using a standard box spring and a metal frame.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought the adjustable frame.
Yeah. They're nice. They're definitely nice.
For my new place, and I asked them to not deliver it until March 1st.
Yeah.
And I got a notification it's getting delivered tomorrow. I'm like, where the fuck am I supposed to put it?
So dude, they're not light either.
No. So I went over and I talked to the management and I said, hey, I know my lease, like I can't move to the new apartment until 1st.
Right.
Is there any chance that I can have the frame delivered there tomorrow? And they says, yeah, just come over and get the key and we'll let you.
Well, good. That's good though. Right on.
Yeah.
That's good. At least you don't have to worry about that.
Because I have no room here.
Well, my thought was, oh God, we're going to have to move that. So, yay. Yay, yay. Yeah, yeah, they're not right. Light.
No, I imagine not.
When we moved ours from our bedroom to the guest room, it was like, oh my God. So, then it's just awkward because of the cables and all that crap. So,
yeah.
But, well, that's good. That's exciting.
I've been trying to find that, like, frame that goes around the outside edge to, like...
Yeah. Make it look like a platform bed, almost. Yeah. That'd be nice. Yeah. Fancy. Ooh. Ooh la la.
Right. Yeah, so that's going on. Still trying to eat right. Not making the best decisions. It's probably only going to get worse the closer I move since I'm packing stuff. So I can't.
First of all, can you hear my dogs in the background?
Yeah, it's fine.
Bastards.
Murk 'em.
Right. Whoa, easy, killer. Easy. Easy. That's not okay. Yeah, food. Listen. Full disclosure, I have not made the best choices as of recently. For whatever reason, I'm fixated on apples, peanut butter, and Nutella right now. And I somehow justify that in my mind that it's healthy because it's apple. And I'm sure the heaping mountain of peanut butter and the heaping mountain of Nutella, you know, the apples cancel that out because it's apples.
Yeah.
So. I, too, am not making the best choices food-wise. And it's just because I haven't. It's pure laziness, if I'm being 100% honest. Haven't been to the grocery store. I do better when I meal prep, and I haven't done that in weeks. So,
yeah.
Now that I'm sitting here on this camera, I can tell by looking at this face.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So I'm right there with you. Right there with you. I get that. Still going to the gym. Still working out. Still doing that. That's become more of a mental health thing than anything. But the food. Yeah, the food. The food gets me. And then I'll see these videos about, you know, you can't outwork a bad diet or something similar to that. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Trust me, I know. I get it. So just in general, I think I don't necessarily know that I've kind of lost my spark. I don't necessarily know that I feel that way. But, you know, we've talked about this before. Like, I just am not, I'm focusing on the things that I need to do right now. My daughter's getting married on Saturday for those that don't know, by the time you listen to this, Ashley will be a married woman. And that's kind of taken over, you know, making sure I'm there for her. And yeah, so.
Yeah.
I get it. I 100% get it.
I think it's everything in life for me. Like, I've lost the drive to work out. I've lost the drive to eat right. You know, I talked about this kind of Saturday with you. I've lost the drive with, like, the podcast. You know, just it's back to that jumping full in on things in my life and then just burning out.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
And it's like, I still haven't identified why that is.
Well, let's unpack it. Like, are the things that you're doing in your life, let's take, for example, the podcast, working out, eating right, all those things, are you truly doing them because you want to do them, or are you doing them because you feel like you're obligated to do them?
Because I truly wanted to at the time.
Right, right. But is that, I mean, that could change, Aaron. That's okay that it changes. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to, you know, when we came into this, the ideal was that, you know, we were going to have topics and we were going to have guests and all of that. And I'm shocked that that Facebook post that I put out, I am shocked that we didn't have 15,000 people be like, yeah, me, because the people that we know typically want to talk about themselves.
Yeah.
But instead of like letting that put me in that place of nobody wants to be part of our podcast, to me, I kind of took it as a temperature gauge of where our community is at in general right now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And that's a hard truth, but nevertheless, still the truth, you know?
It is.
So I don't think
it's facts. I mean, it was like me and you held that community together. It felt like for so long, and, you know, we kind of stepped away and everybody else, you know, chose to do their own thing and step away, whatever. So, or at least, you know, not step away, but just not be that driving force to keep people together.
Yep. Now, let me ask you this, though. Do you feel like do you feel like your mindset and everything was better when we were doing everything and, you know what I mean?
Most definitely.
So then that brings the question, like, do we need to step back into it and be the ones to do it?
I don't want to be honest.
No, I get, like, no, that's what we're talking about it for. Like,
yeah.
I laugh and I think it's funny. Because in my mind, I'm like, yeah, like, I get that too. Like, I agree 100%. I think that our mindset was stronger and better and all those things during that. But I think that we got pigeonholed and I don't want to do that again.
Yeah. I mean, like, me being so involved in our side business, you know, it took away from my recovery. And I mean, it wasn't strictly the side hustle that did it. It was just kind of stopped doing the recovery thing before that. And then I used the side business as a replacement.
Gotcha.
And I dove full into the side business.
Which, not to excuse you, not to make excuses for you, in my opinion, it's really easy to do that. Yeah, and the reason I say that is because the mindset and the personal development that goes along with our side business.
Well, yeah, for sure. So, I mean, it just goes along the lines of no matter what you do, you're just replacing one thing for another.
Right.
Like, when I was drinking and doing drugs, I stopped drinking to do drugs for a while. And then when I stopped doing drugs, it was just like strictly drinking.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a reoccurring thing in my life. And, you know, the other day, Chris Webb messaged me on Instagram and he's like, how you doing? And I said, making the best choice is the mindset's not good. And he's like, we should talk about that. When are you free? And I gave him a time and gave him my number and I didn't hear nothing else about it. But, you know, it's obvious that people don't see us around. I mean, I'm not posting the stuff on social media like I was, and the motivational stuff.
Yeah, I got called out for that, and it's by someone that's not even part of our community, but someone that knows me. Why I don't do my good morning, it's morning mix-up. Why I don't do that anymore. And I just said, you know, listen, I'm still drinking ketones. Like, that's probably not ever going to stop. But I just am focused on other things right now. And,
yeah. You
know, if I'm being 100% honest, I was putting in more than I was getting back. That's how it felt. And whether somebody takes that personal or not is not my.
Yeah.
So I had to take care of me. I had to show up for me before I could keep doing everything else. Like, I would be okay going back in and doing the things. Matter of fact, I got a message from someone in our community today that's having a KLP on the 22nd and asked if I would go. And I said, yeah, but, and there is no but to that. Yes, I'm going to go. And yes, I will be there. But that person that asked me to go is someone that has come to me and directly said to me that I've inspired them. So.
Good.
That's why I chose to say yes. I think it's difficult right now. I think it's in general. There's a whole lot that I could say, but I won't. I think it's difficult right now for everybody. I think it's like I told you yesterday. Yeah, I know I'm not making the best choices, but I'm also okay with where I'm at too. You know, like, it doesn't suck bad enough for me to want to change it, but it's not so great that I'm out here like, yes, I'm doing the damn thing. So right. I don't know if that's what I'm waiting on or, you know, so.
I mean, we tend to not change unless things get bad enough. So, yeah.
And like, speaking of Chris Webb, I was thinking to myself the other day, like, after you and I talked about it, I was like, obviously there's something I like about it or I wouldn't keep doing it. Like,
yeah.
What is it? And like, for me, it comes down to stress and having too many things going on at one time. So I do whatever is easiest. I give up whatever is easiest. And it's always easier to let go of the stuff that works that I need to do for me than it is for someone else. Because I won't ever let anybody else down. But it's okay for, in my mind, it's okay for me to let myself down. And that sucks.
Yeah, right.
So
I hear that.
You'd never let me down, Aaron. You would never. Never.
Well, I'm sure I could, but.
Oh, I'm sure you could too. Let's not make a mistake. I'm sure you could too, but you wouldn't. But you would yourself. And same for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I miss the walk, I like it. It fucks my head up real bad. Because in my mind, it's not just the walk, it's you. And that's why I always like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. And you're like, no, don't be sorry. And I'm like, no, you don't get it. Like, I'm over here struggling.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, for the longest time, I did the walk for myself. And now it's like, I mean, we talked about this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, give up everything that is good for me. It's self-sabotage. But, you know. It's a reoccurring theme in my life.
Do you think it's self-worth?
No. I mean, I don't think so. I honestly don't think it's that. I know I'm worth it. I guess I get bored with shit. I don't know.
I mean, that could be it too. Maybe we switch some things up. Maybe we move the walk to another location. Maybe indoors until it's summertime.
I know you'd love that.
It's difficult when, and I don't care what anybody says, what side hustle, what club, whatever affiliation you have, when you don't have that close group of people, and yes, it can be You and I have stayed close no matter what. But when you don't have a group of people who are around you all moving in the same direction that are in the same mind space and like-minded.
Yeah.
It's difficult. It's hard to keep the rah-rah every day.
Yeah.
And I think that is a lot of what we're missing right now. Yeah, we can pump each other up all day long. We don't even need to call each other for that. We know right. what the other one's going to say. But at some point, it becomes like hearing it from your brother or your sister or, you know what I mean? Because we're so close.
Yeah.
And so we need that group of like-minded people. We need to travel. Let's go somewhere. Let's go somewhere.
No doubt. It's been a while.
Hawaii?
That would be nice.
No, a volcano just erupted there last night.
Did it?
Not Hawaii. Yep.
Yeah, we'll see after my raise in March and I get all settled in.
I know, that's going to be exciting.
Super it's the first exciting. Of the year since I accrue vacation days instead of not getting them front loaded. That just irritates me.
Yeah, mine's front loaded. Plus, I can work from anywhere, so as much stress as I go through, God bless them for that.
Yeah, I mean, I could work anywhere too as long as I have internet, but it's a little difficult to do what I do from a laptop.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got to have many screens open.
Have you seen those laptop extender screen things? Yeah. Do they work?
I would guess, yeah.
Thought about getting one, and then I'm like, is that a scam? Am I about to get played out of some money?
No, I mean, I think they work. You just would need, I don't know if they have, if it's got a, like a built-in docking station where it gives yeah. you the ability to have three separate monitors or well, if it's my, just my, extending your yeah, desktop.
My Mac, this Mac, this version that I have, you can only have two. Mm-hmm. So I would have to upgrade, which I'm not opposed to. I'm just saying. Since you say my camera quality is so terrible.
Well, compared to mine, it is.
Well, we're not all, sorry, we can't all be part of the IT world.
Well, I figured it being a Mac that it would have a better camera. I mean, it's 720p, but.
Here we are.
It is what it is. I mean, it comes out fine. I mean, nobody, everybody can't have a 4K camera. So, well, mine's an external camera. I bought it. I paid, it was almost $200 for this camera.
Yeah, see, no. That's like a pair of shoes or something. I'm all set
with
that.
Well, you paid almost $200 for your microphone.
I didn't. Jason did.
Well,
I didn't pay for that.
It's still
yeah.
your money.
It's still my money, but I didn't choose that purchase. I would have chosen a pair of Nike Air Maxes over that microphone.
I was told I need to get rid of some shoes, that I have too many.
First of all, you don't need that kind of negativity in your life.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Listen,
I mean, I did pretty good. I got rid of like 8 pairs. But listen, they're old. They're like New Balances or some crap like that.
We could be whores for a lot of things. A lot of things. If we're going to be shoe whores, I feel like that. Listen, I'm okay with it.
Right.
I fully support that.
Yeah. I meant.
Oh, I just got a new pair, too. I haven't even showed you yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know my pink Metcons that I have? Nike Metcons?
Yeah.
I got like that dark, dark emerald green pair. Oh, they're so fresh.
Yeah.
We've only worn them to work twice. Now they're back in the box. So.
Wow.
They're pretty. I digress. Back to your situation. Our situation. Yeah. I mean, listen, we could throw our own event. We've done that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even have to be around ketones. It can be just mindset. It can be, hey, let's all get together and find out what the hell is going on and why nobody is showing up for anybody anymore.
Right.
Let's have it out and be done with it.
I mean, I think a lot of people are just back in their old routines like myself.
Yeah. I don't disagree. But is that a perfect time for us to, you know, corral the troops and be like, listen, what is this going to take? Why are we all back in this place, you know?
Yeah. And then I got in the political realm and pissed some people off. Not like I used to be, but like I make one simple comment, piss some a person off and get unfriended when that person was like, oh, I'm all about having a civil conversation. And
here's my opinion on this.
Here we go.
If something that someone says regarding politics offends you to the point where you need to end friendships, and I'm not talking about your next door neighbor, hey, how you doing type of friendship.
Yeah.
I'm talking about end friendships with true, genuine people that you've had friendships with for multiple years. If a political comment or a comment really in general is something that is enough to make you end those relationships,
you got issues.
You got issues. And I really need you to examine on whether that was truly a true, genuine friendship for you to begin with, or was it out of convenience for you? I stand 10 toes down when I say that, because at the end of the day, Aaron and I are on completely opposite ends of the spectrum. And Aaron is one of my absolute best friends. And listen, there have been many heated discussions between him and I about this. Yet, here we are.
Not necessarily heated. We had a civil conversation.
Yeah. But that's how it should be.
Yeah. 100%. I agree. I mean, I don't go on other people's posts and try to argue with them when they have a different view than I do. I just scroll past it.
I scroll past the shit that you post politically all the time.
I don't post political stuff all the time, or barely.
That particular comment that you're talking about, yeah. I scrolled right past it. It wasn't until later that I realized I should have stayed and popped some popcorn. Like, I had no idea.
Right.
Like, and not just you, but anybody that I'm close to that has different views than I do.
Yeah.
Like, right past it.
I mean, it wasn't even really that bad because I basically said.
In my mind, I was like, maybe it is really bad because I don't pay attention enough. Like, maybe I really don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, it was basically DOGE stands for Department of something. Efficiency, and I said it should stand for exposing Democrats, something fraud or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then in the comments, I posted, let's be real, it's Republicans and Democrats,
it's both parties, is what you said. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, and I know that this particular person didn't unfriend me just for me posting that. That it was because of mutual friends. Mutual friends and mostly my friends pointing the obvious out to her. And
even that I struggle with because, listen, the other party that's involved that was commenting, like, is one of the best people I know. So I don't pick sides. I think it's stupid all the way around.
Yeah.
And I just... It's sad. It's sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
Like, we all know for having a civilized conversation, and I don't get mad. Like, it's irritating the division. I mean, let's call it what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's 100%. Like, it's just stupid. Like, to end a friendship over something so stupid, which. I mean, I'm just like, oh, well, see you later.
So, yeah, that's sad. It is sad. You know, I hope that something is learned in that situation. I don't know what, but.
I mean, I don't think me and you are so different. We just see different ways of getting there. And I think both sides are the same way.
Yeah. That makes sense, though. I agree with that. I agree with that statement. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, just because I voted for a certain somebody doesn't mean I'm a Republican or a Democrat. I'm more in the middle.
Yeah.
But I just think, you know, certain values and things align more with one party than the other.
Right. Right. And I think that's okay. And I think we've done this episode. We've done the thing. I still stand where I stood that day. I'm always going to choose love, period. Like, and whether I agree or disagree or whatever, there's never going to be a part of me that says I cannot have a relationship or a friendship with you because you voted this way.
Yeah.
I can't make that make sense in my brain.
Because in no way, shape, or form, that the way that the media has portrayed, you know, a person doesn't mean that that's the facts.
That's truth, right?
You know?
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, like, let's be for real. Like, let's break it all the way down. If what the media was reporting was true on any level about anything, you and I would be, we're terrible. Like, especially me. I'm a big mouth bitch that thinks she knows every, like, you know what I mean? So, and yes, don't get me wrong, people. I come off that way. I'm not stupid. I know that. But when you know me, you also know that I would do anything in the world for you or anyone in your family or anyone around me. And when you look up the name Loyal, there's my picture. You know what I mean? So
I'm the same exact way.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you have to.
We're on, you know.
And I didn't, Aaron. I didn't do my own research until you and I had the very first conversation about politics. And that was way back. And I didn't do my own research until then. And just being introduced to that and educated on being able to do that, like how to look things up and where to look things up, and being educated in that has opened up possibilities that I didn't even, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. I it's sad. It's stupid. It gets my blood pressure a little high. I'm not going to lie. I'm very protective over you, over the other party that's involved, because he's one of the best men I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
And so.
Second to me.
I mean, his words, not mine. That's all I'm saying. Like, you know, the situation is sad to me. And I think it affects more than just you three. I think it affects the other half of the other party involved. And that's sad to me. So.
Yeah.
I choose love, no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, I do too, and I just, you know, my only reasoning to have the initial conversation with you, and I wish that everybody would do this, is please do not listen to mainstream media, because they do not have our best interests in mind. They have an agenda.
Yeah.
Please do your own research and not just listen to
it. I don't even remember what we were talking about, how we even got on maybe the poke. I think it was the poke.
Yeah.
And you start telling me and I'm like,
yeah,
where'd you hear that at? Yeah.
We were talking about the COVID vaccine.
I'm like, where did you hear that? And you're like, well, I was like, so then I did. And like, you know, I just think you can educate people and you can give them the resources and they can either do the work on their own and look for the information or they don't.
I mean, let's be real. Like, most people are lazy and they don't want to do it, or they don't know where to get other information that's not biased.
Or has an agenda. Ask someone that has a different opinion than you, so you can understand where they're coming from.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what you and I did.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah. We digress yet again. I'm just kidding. But yeah, that's, I mean, that's definitely taking a toll on people right now for sure. You know, I still live in the world of rainbows and butterflies, and my goal in the next 5 years is to find a big plot of land, some acreage, and just pretend like the rest of the world doesn't exist. So, because of how crazy everything is. And
no cell phone.
Yeah. Like, dude, could you imagine if I got rid of my cell phone? Oh my God. You'd have to send me like a note from a dove or something.
I know.
A
message in a bottle.
A smoke signal. Call me when you get a chance.
Great.
No, there's so many other things that we could be worried about. And so many other things that require so much of my time and energy. So I choose not to spend it in the negative. Because old me, let's talk about the growth in that situation for Tabitha. Old me would have went ham on that comment and been like, first and foremost, don't talk to them that way.
Yeah.
So, growth.
Right.
I mean, and
I'll be real. I mean, she didn't like talk to any of us in a bad way. It was just, we'll see. I'll do my own research. Or it was, you know, the live following was like a little stupid. Oh, I had to unfriend some people because they're toxic. I don't think I'm toxic.
You're not, friend. You're not. I would tell you for sure.
Right.
And neither is he because, well, no.
Yeah.
Listen, it takes us a hell of a person to be able to work through this facade and be like, hey, you're better than that. Pull your head out of your ass.
Right.
And both of you have done that for me. And listen, I'm as brown as they come. So if that's the issue, like, that myth is dispelled right now. Like, let's just go ahead and be done with that. He did say today, like, I posted that picture of my snow or whatever. And he's like, I'm so glad you made it home safe. I was like, yeah, I don't drive in this. I was like, they don't teach how to drive in the snow in Texas. Like, sorry, I'm from the South. We don't know anything about this. So.
I mean, it did snow a couple weeks ago in Texas.
And I'm sure nothing moved. Like, I'm sure the entire state shut down just so we're all clear.
Yeah. I have a coworker that lives in Texas, and he showed me pictures, and I was like, there ain't no freaking way. That's a lot of fucking snow. That's more than we got here.
Yeah. In Florida, too. They got snow in Florida. It was wild. And that's when it was, like, really nice here and sunny. I was like, okay. Okay. Somebody tell me again climate change is not real.
Well,
here, fishy, here.
It's called cloud seeding.
Right. What were we talking about? What did Jason say on Saturday? I forgot. Oh, but then I was talking to my friend Destiny today. She's one of the girls that works for me. Because she has some land in Arizona. Like, they just bought their house. And she got, like, 3-point-something acres or whatever. I was like, dude, that's perfect for you to start a homestead. Like, that's my new push in life right now. I was like, that's perfect. And she's like, yeah, we've thought about it. She was like, but we have to worry about valley fever. I was like, what the fuck is valley fever? She's like, it's this fungus that lives in the air and it gets in your lungs. And I was like, have you researched that? I was like, are you sure that's not driven by the government? Like, I was like, you might want to look for that.
Right.
I'm like, I never heard of nothing like that in my life. I was like, you might want to check into that. Do you need to walk around with a respirator?
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, none of the stuff is natural. Like,
that's wild. I've never heard of that before.
I mean, I've never heard of that, but it's definitely some kind of bioweapon.
They came out and admitted it, right?
Yeah, they did.
The cloud seeding? Yeah.
After all these years of saying that it was a conspiracy theory, they finally came out and admitted it.
Yeah, see, listen, in my mind, I'm like, cloud seeding, I'm going to need rainwater for my garden if I homestead. How do I know that it's not like acid or something? Like, this is the problem.
Yeah, I mean, what better way to push an agenda of climate change than to, like, purposely alter the weather.
Hey, Aaron, pull yourself back up out of that rabbit hole. Come on.
I'm just putting it there.
General knowledge, people. General knowledge.
To get people to think for themselves.
This is
do
true.
Do their own research.
This is true.
Because when I was on the whole jab fix, everybody was saying that's a conspiracy theory, but it's all been proven now. Facts.
I'm just saying, I don't think this cold still has not went away.
Yeah.
I still wake up congested every single morning. Could be that my air filter needs to be changed. Like, let me not lie. Could be that I have dogs and I'm allergic to dogs. Well, when they get close to me and touch my skin, like, could be several things, but I am definitely still congested.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Like today, my right eye, it's probably all still puffy and red, but
it is a little bit.
It was running all day. My right nostril was running all day. And that's been happening a lot. I think it might be the hotel. It's old.
Change your pillowcase? Do you have pink eye? Just kidding.
I probably do need to wash my sheets. But it's not pink eye. It was watering. But that does look red.
Yeah, I can see it. It's like a busted blood vessel in there.
Yeah, wow. Maybe that's just the light.
No, I can see it.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, we should start a GoFundMe. Aaron needs money in case he's going blind.
Maybe I got some germy germs when I was at the UW hospital yesterday.
Ew, that might be a real thing for real.
Yeah.
I am glad your dad's doing good, though. That's good news. Good news.
I talked to him today. He called me. Like, my phone didn't even ring. It just said missed call from dad. And I called him back, and he didn't answer the first time. And then a couple minutes later, I call him back, and I was like, everything okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm just calling you back. I'm like, it said missed call from Aaron. And I'm like, I didn't call you. I called you because you called me.
So. Did he? And he said he didn't call you?
No, he just said he was having problems with his phone.
Oh, gotcha.
He probably misdialed me.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to connect his hearing aids to his phone. They weren't connecting.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm glad he's doing good. That was a major surgery, so that's definitely good news.
I guess it wasn't even a surgery, but he was awake. They gave him local anesthetic, or they went up through his groin on his right side and through his wrist, his right wrist, all the way up into his heart to replace his valve.
That's wild. I didn't know they could even do it that way.
Right? I didn't know either.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I thought for sure he was like cut open and like, oh my God.
I mean, I thought he was going in for open heart surgery or
something. Yeah, you know, exactly. Me too. Open. Yeah.
No, they went up through his groin and up his right arm.
Crazy. I didn't know they could even do it that way.
Yeah.
Look at technology. See?
I know. It's crazy.
That's wild.
I mean, they said they got, like, so they did a CAT scan or whatever before the surgery.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, back in October. And she said when they pulled the valve out, it was more blocked than what they saw on the CAT scan. So it was probably a good thing that they replaced it.
So he gets these replaced every so often type situation?
No, this is his first time. So they did a CAT scan because he was having problems. I think a CAT scan.
MRI.
And it might have been an MRI because they gave him contrast during the surgery. But
Yeah.
They determined that his heart valve was partially blocked because I guess he was having shortness.
Oh, so his original valve. Okay. Now what you're saying makes sense.
Original.
Okay. Yeah.
And so they scheduled to have it replaced.
That's so crazy. I did not know that they could do that way now.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's good.
But then they told him that he couldn't put any weight on his right side, like his hand.
Huh?
And he sits in one of those, he sits and sleeps in a chair that lifts up, but then he's got to use his hands to lift himself out of the chair. So they were going to send him home today. And then they're like, well, you can't put pressure on your hand. And then I said, that's not going to work because there's nobody there to help him to get up to go to the bathroom.
Right.
And so they're like, well, we're going to have to send you to a rehab facility. And he said, no. So we had to tell him, Dad, you need to go because there's no logical way that you can take care of yourself.
Right.
Without damaging or putting weight on your wrist. So he finally agreed, but it's going to take like 3 days for them to set all that up.
Yeah. Well, at least he agreed to go and he'll get his strength back. That is wild. I had no idea that doing it that way, like, promotes healing faster. It's less invasive. Like, when I had my surgery and had my hysterectomy, it was the same thing. They used to cut you, you know, all the way open. I just had little pokes where they put the thing in, and I was up and moving in no time.
Yeah.
So I didn't even do any pain medication or anything. I think I did ibuprofen, but like not like heavy. That's good. I'm so glad.
Yeah, technology's come a long way. Like, I didn't know that they could do that. But, like, when I had my back surgery, it was a 3-inch incision in my back.
Yeah.
I figured they had to, like, slice me all open and stuff. But they did it with a 3-inch incision, so.
Dude, I watched this video. You was talking about your back surgery. This video come across my phone the other day. Reels, Facebook Reels. It was this guy who was parked at a stoplight and he had a dash cam, but it was facing him. And this kid was going 75 miles an hour and ran smack into the back of him. And it shows, and his back just breaks. Like, and it just shows him like slump over in the car. And I was like, oh my God.
Damn.
Like, can you, dude, no.
That's crazy.
My broke back's broke. Just leave me there. Like, just leave me there. Don't even call 911. Just leave me there.
That happened to my sister. Like, back when she was dating my brother-in-law, his pit bull got out, and they were out driving around in the neighborhood looking for the dog. And she's pulling back into the neighborhood, and she's in the center turn lane to turn left. And this drunk driver, I don't know how fast he was going, really fast, but like rear-ended her. Didn't break her back. I think she did get injured, but.
Oh my God, no.
Some crazy shit.
Yeah. Car accidents scare me, like legit scare me. I've never been in like any serious ones. I've been rear-ended. I've hit someone else, like clipped them as I was pulling out, but I've never been in like a serious one before. And I've seen like 2 really serious ones happen in front of me. And I, no, thanks. I'm just all set with that. One of them, Jason and I had to pull the guy out of the car because his gas tank was leaking. And I was like, oh, we're not about to be on CNN. Get out of the car.
CNN would lie anyway about
that's
the situation.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, get out. Back broke? Well, you're going to be paralyzed. I'm not letting you blow up in front of me.
Yeah, I've been in 2, like, bad accidents. Like, I was driving down, I was probably in my 20s. It was summertime. I'm driving down I-5 down in Kent. I was heading home, and I had studded tires on my car. And they were like recaps, and the tread blew off one of my tires. It started spinning me around in circles in the middle of the freeway, I'm like going 60 miles an hour. Both my windows were rolled down, or all of them. And then I managed not to hit anybody, but I started sliding sideways down the freeway. And in the process, my rim front tire went flat, and the rim caught the dirt. Car flipped up on its side and then came back down, And there's just like dust flying everywhere. And at the time I smoked, my ashtray was full. So cigarette butts and ashes were going everywhere. And I was like, that was probably the scariest shit. Not being able to control your car.
Listen, even imagining that happened right now. Oh my God. You already know. I would have struck out and died. Like, yeah. You don't have to worry about that. Oh, dude, no.
But no, I'm lucky I didn't hit nobody.
Yeah, it's a miracle you didn't hit anybody, honestly. Especially being on the freeway.
Yeah.
My God, no. No thanks.
And then the other one was my black Ford Fusion that I hit the guy in the rear axle. Didn't even see that he was there. It was just, like, impact. And then, of course, the airbags blew and the car filled up with, like...
the dust or whatever.
The dust and... my car automatically calls 911 when you get in an accident.
Yeah.
So 911 comes on the phone and I'm like,
God, is that you?
I was like, they're like, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, I got in an accident.
God, is that you? That's exactly what I would have said. Jesus? Oh, God.
Jesus, is that you?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, good. I'm glad that your dad is doing good and on his way to mend and heal. He does have to do rehab. He's going to need that. So, yeah. Well, I don't know, friend. We could pick many, many things to talk about, but I think for us, we have to figure out why we let ourselves go backwards. And why, what we can do to, I will say this, success for us is having this conversation, number one, because typically we would hide it from each other, not hide it, but you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Like not want to involve the other one in it. And at least this time we're talking about it and trying to figure out what we can do. That's, and we're not in it as long this time. So that's better. That is better. So
for sure. I completely agree.
I think maybe we should just do it, Aaron. Like, let's just, even if it's just you and I that show up, listen, we know Tammy's going to be there.
Yeah.
For sure. Ken will be there. For sure.
Yeah.
Our ride or dies will be there. And just, you know, throw a little thing together and see what happens. And it doesn't even have to be about ketones. It doesn't have to be anything. It can be literally, we're doing this event because our mindset sucks right now and we want to get back to where we were. If this sounds like something you relate to, come with us. But don't half in, half out. Either be all in and be real and vulnerable, or just, we love you where you are. Like, you know what I mean?
Definitely. We'll get something going.
That would be the quick and easy, down and dirty. And listen, Round Table Pizza is always down to have us.
For sure. Although that's probably not. Yeah.
Listen, their salad bar is bomb. I'll take it.
It is.
Oh, I did get my hair done, friend. You can't really see it. Maybe a little bit. It's brown. It's not just black.
I guess I would say that I'm tired. I don't see no grays no more, so that's a good thing.
She took that towel off my head. I was like, damn, I'm like 30 years younger instantly.
Right?
She was like, when's the last time
you... gray.
I know, dude. Jason's is getting super gray, too. He's got a thing with it. It's funny. He always tries to convince me that they're blonde. Mm-hmm. Yeah, blonde. Yep. Sure. Yep. I see it. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
Right.
So,
well, cool. No,
I think that would be something that we could do. I think you and I need to make an effort to, I don't want to say check in more often, because listen, we talk almost every day, except for the days that we know the other one has something. Like, we know Mondays is my recovery day. I know Wednesdays is your recovery day. So we kind of stray from those days. Yeah. And that's not anything but to just give the other person time to do whatever they need to do. But yeah, listen, You know I'm not going anywhere. You've drugged me out of the depths of hell, and I will drag you out of the depths of hell. We've drugged each other. Yeah. So, this is just another one of those times, Aaron.
For sure.
We'll be fine, and you're going to start working from home, so the excuses of going to the gym are not going to exist anymore.
Damn it.
That shit works two ways, friend, just so we're clear on that.
I know. I haven't even made it to the gym this week, so.
I did Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday was rest day. I did not get my ass up this morning because I stayed up too late last night. So I was supposed to go today. Did not. I will. Well, I say I'll go in the morning. It depends on what the weather's like. I might just be working out at home in the morning. Yeah, so
you do have that option.
Yep, I definitely do.
I have the option of walking across the parking lot, going to the gym too.
So is that, yep, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I was going to ask, is that permission for me to say, get your ass up and go across the parking lot? Yeah. Then I just thought about not asking. Yeah, I don't need to ask. That's permission. That's fine. The other thing, one last thing. The other thing is we have to meal prep, or I do. I don't know what works for you, but I have to. Because when I don't, I eat like shit.
Yeah, I just need to like buy groceries. It'll get back to normal when I move.
Yeah, I was going to say buying groceries for you right now might be a little. I mean, we're only walking it across the street, but, you know, still like.
Yeah.
So, well.
Well, in terms of like packing my dishes and cooking stuff. So.
Yeah, I get it.
All right.
Well,
deuces, my friend. We're such dorks. Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.